Hello and welcome to Pod Academy. I'm Tess Woodcraft. Women were actively involved in the Arab Spring in Egypt in 2011, standing alongside men in Tahrir Square, central participants in their country's revolution. 2 years later, there's a concerted effort from some quarters to frighten them off the streets and back into the home. A growing number of women in Tahrir Square have been sexually harassed and even raped. Surrounded by groups of men, they've been insulted, touched and attacked. Nevertheless, women still go regularly to the square to protest at the direction of the government of Mohamed Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood, or Freedom and Justice Party, as it's called. I've recently been in Cairo, and I asked two women activists what they'd witnessed.
There is now from the government some people go to Tahrir to scare the people and scare the women. They make as a circle around the women and take one of them far away the others. And the men take this woman far away and make some touches and take off her clothes. After that, they leave her. But it's a very dangerous way to make this with a woman in Egypt.
There's a general agreement that the attacks are endorsed and might even be initiated by the government of Mohamed Morsi, many of whose supporters believe that women should not be involved in political activity, that their voices should not be heard.
That the woman didn't have a voice now and didn't go to square and to be silent all the time. To make a message to the women in Egypt to stop to participate, to back home and stay at home only.
The Human Rights Committee of Egypt's Sharia Council has said it's the female protesters who are to blame because they put themselves in this situation. And this judgment has effectively closed the door on any sort of legal redress for the victims of sexual assault in Tahrir Square.
She can't do anything.
But if they think this will deter Egyptian women from participating, it looks as if they're wrong. There appears to have been no fall in the number of women taking part in the protests, and a women's march in January saw many women take to the streets for the first time. Demonstrations calling for women to have the freedom of the streets have attracted thousands, and in the square itself, people take action to protect each other and stay safe. And women still ask their sisters to be part of making the new Egypt.
I want to say, don't be afraid for any woman. Go to a community and the Tahrir Square.
Thanks for listening. Check out our other blogs and podcasts at podacademy.org.